Hello everyone, I'm Hari Narayan, Engineering Manager in Azure Cost Management Space. On behalf of Cost Management Team, I and my peer Mamta Vadwani are pleased to welcome you all to the Build 2020 session on the Cost Management APIs. Here is the agenda for today. First, we'll do a quick overview of Azure Cost Management. Then we will dive into the broad categories of Cost Management APIs. Following that, we'll take a closer look at the Usage Details API and its call pattern. Next, we will move on to a demo. In the demo, we will go over how we can develop a custom report by integrating the output of this API and view the cost by some custom dimensions. After that, we'll take a look at the budget APIs and the demo for the same. Last but not the least, we will end the session with Q&A. With no more wait, let me hand over to Mamta to take us through the details of cost management APIs.
Thank you, Hari. Hello, welcome to Build 2020. My name is Mamta Vadwani. I hope everybody is enjoying the Build conference so far. Today, me and Hari, we are going to talk about some key interesting Azure cost management APIs. Let me walk you through the cost management platform. Some of you might already be familiar with Azure resources like subscriptions, resource groups, resources, all this data along with usages, credits, charges, and purchases is accumulated from different pipes, merged, and then transformed into customer consumable format. This data is then served via public APIs and also to the portal. This slide, I'm going to show how this data is displayed on the portal. This is our sample customer. The scope is at billing account level. The data is for an entire quarter from Jan to March. The meter category is virtual machines. This data is amortized cost, which is grouped by pricing model with the granularity daily. As you can see in the chart, the data shows for on-demand, spot, and reservation pricing models. The bottom three pie charts are drilled down into a specific dimension, like service name, location, and enrollment account name. We have got a lot of feedback from customers to download this data on their premises and merge it with the local data so that they can do some custom reporting.
Absolutely. In addition to that, most of our customers want to automate this process by getting this data programmatically. Also, if they have something like, you know, RI purchases, they would like to see the amortization of the charges in the view. So when we build this Async Usage Details API, we considered all the key learnings around the data volume growth and our customers' interest in getting accurate pre-billed charges with amortized view. Let's take a look at the API call pattern.
Let me talk about the Async Usage Details API in more depth. This API works in two steps. The first step is to get the polling URL. When you hit the usage details slash download at a certain scope, it returns with a 202 accepted and a polling URL is returned. The next step is to poll the polling URL until the data is ready to be downloaded. You will receive a download URL as well as until what time the data would be valid so that you can download the data. Once you have this information, you can download this data and import it into your choice of data store. Also, this API has different metric types like actual cost, amortized cost, and usage data. This is month-to-date data and can be downloaded at different scopes like billing account, subscription, or as well as management group. Next, we have a pre-recorded demo by Hari where he explains how to use this API, download the data, and merge it with some custom dimensions to create a customized report.
Hello. Let's see a quick demo on how to create a custom report using Usage Details API. For the purpose of the demo, I'm using the Postman tool. let's take a look at the get URI. It has the billing account scope and have specified the billing period as April 2020. Also, if you look at the metric type, I have specified that as amortized cost. We can also specify actual cost or usage based on our needs. Let me click on send. I've got the status back as 202 accepted. The value against the key location is going to help us to get the poll URI. I'm going to copy this URI and use it to poll the download status. Let me do that in another window. Copied that. I'm sending the request. I get a status 202 accepted. Let's keep polling until we get the status 200. All right, we got status 200. The file is ready now. If you take a look at these two properties, download URL and valital, the download URL property contains the location, the blob location of the file, where the valital property gives us the timestamp until when the blob location is valid. So I can copy this URL and download it. The file is getting downloaded over here. For the purpose of the demo, I'm manually downloading this file. Definitely, you can automate this process using Logic Apps or App Services, etc. Let's take a quick look at the file. So this is the usage details file. This is a fully denormalized data set having all the information, including the billing account scope, resource details, and the cost information. I have an additional Excel which contains the custom dimension details. So if you look at the Excel sheet, I have mapped my custom dimensions, division, and leadership to subscription IDs. I have imported both the data sets into the Power BI. I have the usage details data set, also the custom data set, which has the division and leadership information mapped to subscription ID. If you take a deeper look at the usage details data set, as I mentioned earlier, it has the data at the higher scope, which is the billing account scope. Also, it has the details of resources, the resource name, which is the lowest scope. And all this data is available at a day grain. Since the data set is denormalized, it is easy for me to map the data set with the custom data set by linking both data sets using subscription ID. With the power of Power BI, I was able to mimic the cost analysis views like running total cost of the month, cost by service, cost by account, and cost by location. Since we requested for amortized cost, this usage details contains the reservation usage as well. So I was able to create a month-to-date view of used versus unused reservation. And I have the filter added here so that I can view by the different reservations that I have bought. Let's take a look at these two charts, cost by leadership and cost by division. These two charts are built by integrating the custom dimension, which has the division and the leadership information, with the usage details data set. If you look at the cost by leadership, it takes the value leadership from the custom dimension and cost from the usage details data set. And if you look at the cost by division, it takes the value of division from the custom data set and cost from the usage details data set. This shows how easy we can integrate the usage details with your custom dimensions. Thank you for watching the demo.
Thank you, Hari. That was a wonderful demo. I hope you all enjoyed the demo. Our next topic is budgets and alerts. Budgets and alerts are one of our key features where you can take some actions. Budgets, this is how budgets are integrated with our portal. You can actually create budgets at different, scopes. You can set different notifications. Also, you can integrate them with action groups. Budgets are one of the key features where you can look into which resources are actually contributing to the monthly bill. Next, we have a pre-recorded video of how to create a budget using Arm Client.
Hello. In this demo, we will show how to create a monthly budget with Filter. As you can see in the sample buildbudget.json file, the name of the budget is build2020_test. The amount is 100 and the budget is created at the time range monthly. The period of the budget is from May 1st until end of the year, which means that this budget will be evaluated every month from May until December. There are two notifications that we have set up for this budget. One is actual greater than 80%, which means whenever our actual cost go beyond 80% of our amount specified here, this budget will trigger an email to the contact emails list. The another action is actual greater than 100%. It works similarly as the first alert, but the threshold is different here. It's at 100%. This will alert the contact emails when the actual is breached by 100%. We have also configured filters here for resource group name with values CCM samples and ACM-demo01. So the usage cost only in these two resource groups will be evaluated via this budget. There are other options to integrate the budget with action groups, which you can go and read the documentation and integrate with them. For demo purposes, we have kept this simple so that we can walk through really quick. Next, let me go through the Arm client and show how you can create this budget. Here is a sample URL. The scope of this budget is at subscription level, subscriptions, and then here is a subscription ID. The name of the budget is build2020_test, the API version, and the link or reference to the file that we were just looking at. Let me hit enter and see the response. This is a 200 OK confirmation that the budget build2020_test has been successfully created with the following configuration. Let's go to portal and see how it's integrated with the portal. There is no budget name build2020_test. Let's refresh. Here is the budget that we just created, build2020_test, with the following scope, It's a monthly budget, and the time period is from May until end of the year, with the budget amount as 100. Looking into the details, the scope of this budget is the subscription. The name is 2020_test. The amount is 100. Granularity of the budget evaluation, the time period. Here are the alert conditions that we set up using our JSON file. We could also set up different alert recipients in case of 80% versus 100%. For example, if you want to notify a test team when we are running out of budget at 80%, we can use our test team's notification, versus 100% could be used, for example, to engage billing admins or higher up or different departments. Let's look at what options are available through portal to edit this budget. We can add more filters through portal. Here is a sample filter that we added via our JSON. The amount could be changed. Also, portal gives a good visualization of past months of how this budget has been performing. The green bars are the actual costs that have been occurring month over month. The red line is the budget. The light blue line is the 100%, and the dark blue line is the 80%. Here is a sample email that you can expect to see if a budget is fired and the setup of the action is email. I hope this demo was interesting and insightful. Thank you very much.
That was a cool demo. Thank you, Mamta. As we wrap up, I would like to shed some light on the key points. Since usage details is the most granular data, for better reliability, we highly recommend you to use the async version of the API at a recommended frequency about 2 to 3 times a day. Considering the current usage flow, we recommend you to get the month-to-date data and use it as a snapshot. Next, please note that usage can arrive up to 3 days after the last day of billing cycle. Hence, we recommend you to pull the snapshot till 5th of the month for data completeness. Overall, the Usage Details API in combinations with Budgets API form a powerful API set in visualizing, monitoring, and managing your costs.
Thank you, Hari. That was very nice wrap up of the key points of the presentation. We hope you all like this presentation and we'll open up for questions. Here are some resources which you might find interesting while playing around with our APIs or trying to learn more.
Mamta, while we are waiting for the question and answers, when is this API coming live?
So Async Usage Details API is already in private preview. We are getting more feedback from lots of customers. We are planning to get this to general public and around end of July.
Oh, that's exciting. You know, we talked about the reservations, amortized usage. So do we have APIs? Can you give some insights about the API set that we support for reservations alone?
Definitely, Hari. So for reservations, we have multiple APIs, reservation summary, reservation details, and reservation recommendations. I would refer to the API reference guide to go check out more details about how to use these APIs. But those are good APIs to dig into and figure out how the amortized cost and savings could be represented and learn more from there.
That's great to know. We have a question from our audience. Here you go. Does a budget stop the environment working or just a notification?
Today, the budgets are only the notification. It doesn't stop it, but there is a feature that you can integrate with action groups and take whatever actions that your business appropriate are. If you think you want to shut down an environment or download a usage file to understand and analyze the cost, it's completely up to the use case how you want to build the workflow for it. But for budget is more of a notification at this point.
So, I mean, Mamta, if I understand right, so budget sends a notification, but it also has a feature that we can integrate with action groups using which the user can take an action of shutting down a VM or sending additional alerts or downloading a new Sage file, whatever the action that the user wants to define.
Exactly. Yep.
That's cool to know. That brings another interesting point. How do users call our APIs? Do we have a support for service principal?
So today if you are an enrollment customer, you have to use enrollment account admin permissions, or if you are a billing account user, you have to use billing account permissions. For service principal support, we have it only for subscriptions and resource group level. We are working on getting it at a higher scope. So please tune on to the blog and keep watching our updates for May, June, July to see when it gets to general public.
So there is one more question from audience. Can you give us the definitive API for Power BI? So the ask is, there are a lot of beta versions available. Yes, we completely understand. So that's why we are working on this async version of this API. And as we launch this in July, that will be the definitive API for getting data through Power BI or downloads for that matter.
Yeah, I would also like to add, like when we make this available for general public, we will also be launching, along with SDKs, we'll be also launching Power BI connector, which will be integrated with the new version of the API. So people who are using connectors can also use this latest API and get the right data set, definitive data set.
Hey, that brings another important, interesting point. So we have exports as well, right, Amanta?
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you see when do we want our customers to use this details API? When do we want them to use the exports feature?
That's a very, very interesting question, Hari. So exports is to set up a scheduled job. When the data gets pushed to customers' data location at a certain interval, versus async API is a mechanism to pull the data ad hoc or whenever required, or in combination with triggers like budget, where they can download the usage at their own convenience, get the data, and then analyze it. Does that give the answer?
Yes, definitely, yes. And there is one more question. So it's the question about how much is the history data that will be supported by the usage details API?
So the usage details API can go up to 3 years, backdate up to 3 years. So you can download history up to 3 years. Also, this data is a daily granularity. So we want people to be understanding that this has a lot of data. It's a daily granularity of data, and they can go all the way back to 3 years in history.
Awesome. Thank you, Mamta. And we have one more question from the audience. Is this APIs for ISV? Can you talk about scenarios? Today, if you're talking specifically, if you're talking about the offer type 145P, which is our CSP customers, this API is not for ISVs. We are working on a plan how to enable the cost management features for ISVs. So please watch out our blogs and our posts on the timelines. So when we support cost management for ISVs or CSPs, this API will definitely support their scenarios.
Yeah, that's correct, Hari. So yes, this APIs are not available for CSP, but please keep watching our blog post. There would be some more updates there.
Awesome. I think that's all the questions that we have.
Yeah. Thank you very much for watching our session. Really appreciate your time. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.